841 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Thomas Cooper. The duties of his high station render him unfit for the important office to which the people have elected him. The motives and intent of the defendant, not the president, are the subjects to be inquired into by you. Now let us consider this libel as published by the defendant and examine his motives. You will find the defendant speaking of the president in the following words. Even those who doubted his capacity thought well of his intentions. The defendant might have supposed this to be a compliment regarding the president's intentions, but I have no doubt it was meant to carry a sting, implying, you may have good intentions, but I doubt your capacity. He then goes on to say, nor were we yet saddled with the expense of a permanent navy, nor threatened under his, the president's auspices, with the existence of a standing army. Our credit was not yet reduced so low as to borrow money at 8% in time of peace. Now, gentlemen, if these statements were true, can anyone doubt what effect they would have on the public mind? If the people believed these things, what would be the consequence? What? The President of the United States saddling us with a permanent navy, encouraging a standing army, and borrowing money at a high premium? And are we told, too, that this is in a time of peace? If you believe this to be true, what opinion can you, gentlemen, form of the President? One observation must strike you. These charges are made not only against the President, but also against yourselves, who elect the House of Representatives, for these acts cannot be done without first having been approved by Congress. Can a navy be built? Can an army be raised or money borrowed without the consent of Congress? The President is further charged with the claim that the unnecessary violence of his official expressions might justly have provoked a war. This is a very serious charge indeed. What, the President, by unnecessary violence, plunged this country into a war, and that a just war? It cannot be. I say, gentlemen,